Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new week. And so we thank you. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. And so we thank you, Lord, that we have a very present help and we can just look to you at all times. Mind conscious of you keeps us in perfect peace. So we thank you for a good day, a good week, a good life, Lord, as we walk as co-heirs and walk in union, working with you. The grace of God is to our gain and it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Blessings. Amen. Greetings, family. It's Psalm 114 this morning. We're going to do the whole one. It's putting together the whole idea of how God has revealed himself to Israel and the so to mankind. That story is a story that we all need to take hold of because we are all children of the Most High God, and he stays the same. He's a God of all mankind, and he's especially the God of those who draw close and those that he has drawn close, because he called us and he called us to bear much fruit. So let's enjoy this Psalm 114.
When Israel went out from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. The sea looked and fled, Jordan turned back, the mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you flee? O Jordan, that you turn back? O mountains, that you skip like rams? O hills, like lambs, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a spring of water.
Hallelujah. I just so rejoice in this, you know, as we think of this historical story, because it's a reality that's happened on earth of how God took Israel out of Egypt. And you know, and Egypt was the greatest kingdom on the earth at that time, apart from God's kingdom plan. His kingdoms will always be the greatest, and praise God, we play a part in that kingdom plan too, that it comes on earth as it is in heaven. And what I just see here, as Israel comes out of Egypt, verse 2, Judah became his sanctuary, and Judah is praise. So they had to learn whatever God says, it's his praise, it's what he loves and what he enjoys. And therefore, you can build your stake your life on his word, his praise, his promises, his precepts, his laws he writes on your heart and on your mind. Because that is now you in tune with what he loves, and being in tune, then you can experience what he experiences. And this is the big key, you know. Us staying in tune with God is staying in tune with his praises, and it's echoing his praises, you know. It's just a koei wat gras eet, dan herkou hy daai gras en hy eet hom oor en oor. And so we need to take hold of this wonderful, great, and beautiful God, and what he's telling us. And we don't and it's the wonderful thing, it's new every morning as well. So, and it can be the same word, but it can just open up in a new way, because that's the bigness of God. You know, his thoughts are mighty. His thoughts is where his glory comes from. It's where he sees his grace comes from. It's a divine influence upon his heart. And so just staying in tune with God is so important. And then we think again of this situation. You know, this kingdom, they must have thought that they're here forever. And the ANC thinks they're here forever. Americans and their government thinks they're here forever. That, you know, what they believe and what they stand on. And all over, man thinks that what many men can think, not everyone, that this is there and it's there forever. But we need to know what is there forever is the God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and their presence, and us that stay in their presence. And that is what is relevant now for us, is the kingdom has come and the kingdom must grow. So we don't have to look and worry about what's going to happen. Everything is shaking. America, the ANC, and the man that looks at in the flesh and just is caught up in the world, he's be shaking as well. But if we caught up in the Lord and in his great love, we can see here how at that time with the greatest kingdom that man experienced, God brought them into God took the Israelites out and he brought them into something better. And this is exactly where we are now, guys. We need to just stay faithful, stay looking to the Lord and getting our strength from him. And nothing is impossible. Yeah, I mean, he takes them into the desert and he provides for them. Their clothes didn't wear out, none was sick among them, and no weapon formed against them prospers. This is where we at, and this is what we are going into, because it's now the great harvest, the harvest of this earth, and the bringing in of God's kingdom in totality, and the taking away of this deception and lies that has been around for in this age. But this age is coming to an end. We all need to have eternal realities in our hearts and in our minds. We are citizens of this kingdom, and therefore we represent this kingdom. And this beautiful picture of what God has done, we must know it's still the same God, so that we will never be hungry, forsaken, or begging for bread, because God had said, I am your helper. I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can confidently, you see, if God didn't say that, if that's not God's praise, what God believes, what he trusting, then we can't say it. But because he said it, we can say it. That he's a helper, what can man do to me? So I rather have, and I trust you would also have, God as your helper, God as your shepherd, God providing a table for you in the presence of your enemies, God never leaving or forsaking you. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.